Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. This is Bonnie Gressel, your host here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Now, today's show is going to be a little different than what we've been doing. My guest today is Wendy Yellen, and she's going to actually walk through a live demonstration of what she does in her practice. She uses a method called eidetics, and she's going to use me, actually, as the subject. And so this is really going to be an experiential thing for me, and I hope for you as well. And we're going to get into that in just a moment. But first, I always want to take a moment to tell you how much I value all of you and how appreciative I am that you tune in to the show. I am so excited that you're here. You know, I often say this, that a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. You come from that heart-centered place, and you want to make a difference in the world. And perhaps that's you, and that's why you've decided to join us on the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. I hope that you find great value and things that you can use as you move forward in your entrepreneur journey in this show today as well. Now, I know that time is our most precious asset, so I want to make sure that all of these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. And remember, I always put the link to the guest and a way to connect with me. So the website for Wendy Yellen is on the show page below. My website is, the Facebook links, and we always have free gifts to share. So make sure you check out the show page before you leave the show today. Now, if you're an entrepreneur who's ever struggled with working harder than your clients, you know, I always say if I'm working harder than my clients, then something's not right here. And so if this has ever happened to you, where you seem to really be, you know, caring for, doing things for your client because they're not doing them themselves, then I think that you're really going to find value in the show today, because that's an issue that I have from time to time. I sometimes call it the Florence Nightingale syndrome with my background in nursing. But I think many of us find ourselves in this situation sometimes. So Wendy is going to guide me through an eidetic methodology. And you'll find out more about what that is in just a moment. But first, let me introduce Wendy to you. Wendy has been named one of the international top 3 transformation experts in her field and had run a successful referral-only practice before she discovered eidetics. She immediately knew that she had found the missing link in transformational work and now has devoted her career to making this powerful tool more accessible to her clients all across the United States. Join me now in welcoming Wendy Yellen to the show. Well, welcome, Wendy. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to share with all of us here at The Holistic Entrepreneur.
Thanks, Bonnie. I'm really glad to be here.
Oh, we're going to have a great time today. This is going to be a really fun episode. But, you know, first, I would love for you to share with people a little bit more about you and your journey. You know, what brings you to the work that you do today?
Thank you for that. Let me tell you 2 quick stories that will explain, I think, a lot about me. One goes back to when I'm in basically junior high or so, and my mother at this point had dressed me in this dress. Well, she had picked it out, and in this dress that was scratchy, the collar's too tight, the skirt is too long, it's all buttoned up, and I feel so not myself. I want to scream inside. And I grew up in Buffalo where there's a lot of snow. So I'm out there in my scratchy, too tight, really matronly dress with my boots, stomping out in the snow with great anger. I am not couth. I am not couth. I didn't even know if there was a word called couth. I knew there was uncouth, but I just wanted to break out of my bounds and out of these shackles that felt like they were constricting me. So fast forward to when I had a very, very successful private practice of traditional psychotherapy. And I had studied, I had been trained very traditionally, and then I had gone on and studied other more non-traditional kinds of psychological and body, emotional release body work, and all kinds of mentors around the world. And I had 100% full practice with a waiting list, 100% referral, and I was taking 6-week vacations a year. And I just realized to myself, you know, this, my clients love this, and they must love it a lot because they refer their friends and family, but it's not enough. And I know when you have a full business, you're quote unquote supposed to be, that's like the high level, right? That you're supposed to stay in it. You're supposed to keep going. But it felt like the dress. It felt like it was strangling me. I felt just because I'm successful, I'm not feeling that this is the best I can do for people. And so I actually stopped for 5 years until I rediscovered the work of eidetics, which is what we're going to experience today. And when I rediscovered it and I realized how powerful it was, and it was actually more like the holy grail of what I had been looking for so long, then I jumped back in with both feet and was so, so pleased that I had finally found what I hoped had existed, but had kind of lost trust that I would ever find anything like it.
That's a wonderful story. And I love how you relate it to a story from when you were a child. And so much of what we experience and deal with today is related to or triggered by stuff that happened to us years ago.
Yes, so much more than we realize. In fact, let me throw in here, because I think it's so important for your listeners, because you, Bonnie, have shown yourself to be a leader today by being willing to experience this process on the podcast without us even having met before. And so to me, that really shows your true leadership qualities, because a real leader is visible and vulnerable and honest. And so I really applaud you for being willing to go through the experience while your listeners are going through it and when they listen. And I think my hat is off to you.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. I won't go into stories, but I guess it must be just kind of me, because I've done this before. That's how I got into my Reiki practices. I was going to talk about it at a meeting, and I thought, I better experience this first. So that was my first exposure to that. So maybe that's just kind of who I am. I don't know.
Yeah, sounds like it.
So you can take it from here, Wendy, because we're going to do this live demonstration today to hopefully share with our listeners the power that this has.
Yes. Okay. So I'm going to take you, Bonnie, and all of you who are listening through this experience. Now, it's not like anything you've ever done. So let me lay the groundwork first in a moment. And I will remind you while we're going through the process. So this is called eidetics. And eidetics have to do with images that are deep inside of all of us, but they're not visualizations. They're kind of the polar opposite. So the way you do an eidetic image is an image that's inside of us, and we have thousands, that has both a visual aspect, vivid or vague, but it also has an emotional, our body has an emotional response to it. And then it has layers of meaning. An eidetic image is not to give you an idea of how to solve your problem. The eidetic actually dissolves the obstacles between you and who you truly are underneath the crust of your history. So by watching the image over time, what happens is the true self comes forward. So today, my intention for each person is either for you to see how you're stopping yourself in a way that you've never experienced this power, this true before, a real visceral experience of how you're stopping yourself, and or a breakthrough in that area. And as I walk Bonnie through it, then I'll also be walking each of you through it. And at the end, I'll show you how to have a more personalized experience. So how do you do an eidetic image? First, I'm going to give you some simple instructions and I'll ask you to look at some at whatever shows up. And then you'll have a response to it. It may be very strong for some people. For some people, it may be just very hard to feel, but it's there. Whatever your experience is, as long as you're not controlling it with your conscious mind, you'll be great. One other thing, the image that I'm going to use today, which is one out of thousands and thousands of images that I could use, it has to do with parents. Now, please hear me on this. This is not about your parents. It's not about your relationship with your parents. It's not about forgiving your parents. It has nothing to do with your parents on a big, certain level. It has to do with the way your parents are inside you and the way that things that have happened to you have shaped how you automatically relate to situations without even knowing it. And the image will also take you by the hand and help you out of that if you'll let it. So to start out, Bonnie and everyone listening, think of something that you'd like to have a shift in today. There's something that's not working as well as you'd like it to. So, could be any kind of situation with yourself or with other people or with your work. I know Bonnie's helping you all with your business. So think of something, and Bonnie, I'm going to ask you what you're going to choose.
It doesn't have to be just myself. It can be a relationship with others.
Absolutely.
Okay. What I would choose, I think, is kind of business related in terms of, I can't make choices for other people. None of us can.
Right.
But to help this somehow, help this particular client have the courage that she needs to move forward in her business.
Okay, so that would work as long as you think there's something happening in you from preventing you from doing your best job with her.
In a way, there is, because call it the, Florence Nightingale syndrome or whatever. I want to take care of everybody. I want to help everybody. And so I end up working harder sometimes than the client does. And doing for people in my mind is really never the best way to do it, because
of course
we're all individual but I'd love to be able to help this other person break through her issue, because what it's doing to me is making me the mom.
Yes. Okay. So the result you would really like would be for her to be able to do what she came to you to do. However, and that, of course, is in the end up to her, as you said. Mm-hmm. The part that's involves you has to do with what it's doing to you, because then you become the mom and you already know that it's not taking care of her that's really going to help her. But it triggers something in you that puts you into that place, and then you're not doing the best work that you know how to do, and then it doesn't work out, not for you, not for her, because then you end up doing the work that she should be doing. Mm-hmm. In a way, is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Of course, everybody in a helping profession of any sort faces this, right?
So
this
that's why I call it the Florence Nightingale syndrome.
Yes. Okay. So let's see what we can do with this. So I'll walk you through this image, and everyone, as you're listening, you can go through your own image. Everyone's is unique. All right, Bonnie, you can do this with your eyes open or closed. Of course, if you're driving, not with your eyes closed. I wouldn't do this while you're driving. So, Bonnie, see an image of your parents in the house that you think of as a home, the house you grew up in, from a time when you're growing up. See your parents in that house, and in this moment, in this particular image, not where would they be or where are they always, but in this moment, take a real look with your eyes and see, where are they and what are they doing?
Okay, inside the house.
And just wait, just really just wait. It's okay to take your time, because it's going to take people, some people, quite a bit of time. Just wait and see, look around. Your mind heard the instruction and see, okay, well, where do I see them? And what are they doing from a time when you're growing up? It's not about memory. And if they're vague, that's okay too. Don't worry about that. That's fine.
And I know this isn't about memory, but the image that comes to me is something that probably actually happened. We lived on a farm. And I remember, you know, they had to get up early, so did I, to go in the barn and milk the cows and all of that. And so in the middle of the morning, we'd all be like sacked out on the living room floor, taking a nap.
Okay. So what's happening to you is will happen to some people is that it's a memory, but I believe you're actually looking at it also, right? You're not just thinking about
right.
But you can see it, right?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
So then it becomes what you call an eidetic memory or a memory image. So you're looking at all of you mid-morning kind of sacked out on the floor after milking the cows super early, yes?
Yep.
Okay. Now, so all of you are sacked out. And how old are you in this image? Take a look.
That's interesting. I'm maybe 5 or 6, probably wasn't at that point going down to help them milk the cows at 5 or 6, but that's who I see at this, in my mind.
You're doing perfectly because it doesn't always match history. So that's perfect. Now, when you look at your mother, what's she doing and how do you feel? Look through that 5 or 6 year old's eyes, even if you're kind of sacked out, but look and see your mother and see your father and tell me, as you look at your mother, what do you see and how do you feel?
Both my parents, I think I'm on the couch actually, but both my parents are on the floor and they're sleeping, and I'm not sleeping now. I'm just sitting on the couch, kind of just watching them because, you know, they're sleeping. And what I feel is what you're asking.
Yes, as you look at them, yes.
It's hard to describe the emotion. I mean, it's not happy. It's not sad. It's not scared. It's really just sort of, you know, I think I'm feeling as that 5-year-old girl, I think I'm feeling, a little uncared for, actually.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Now I'm going to say something to you and everyone. So you just saw Bonnie really take her time to look. And in that looking, I'm looking with you, Bonnie. And first you're not sleeping there on the floor. And as you really looked, you began to get in touch with and then have words for how you're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And that's beautiful. That's going to really, really help us. And it took you some time, which is fine. Some of your people listening will happen very quickly. For me, it would have taken me 10 times as long as you just took to know how I was feeling, because it was hard for me. Everybody's different. So as you're watching and you're keep your eyes on your image, that's the instruction, and feel that a little uncared for feeling. And keep looking and keep experiencing that a little uncared for feeling and tell me what you see and feel. It may be just exactly the same, but I want to see what happens when you give yourself time to deepen it. by spending time seeing and feeling, whatever it is.
Now I'm not alone because I remember that my baby brother is there too.
Okay, so I want to be very, very careful here. Did you, the adult, remember? Or did the young girl see him? It's really important.
No, I heard him cry.
Okay. All right. Now, when you hear him cry in the image, how do you feel?
I know this is going to sound terrible, but I'm being the guinea pig here. I feel like... I feel like it's up to me to do something because they're sleeping.
Yes, exactly. Now, when you feel it's up to me to do something because they're sleeping, and you hear him crying as a young girl, really feel what that feels like to you. It's up to me to do something.
It's a little, the feeling is a little, oh, I don't know what to do, but more, kind of upset that they're not taking care of them.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Of course. As I'm looking with you, which is called co-conscious, I'm not judging, I'm not analyzing, I'm not in my head, I'm not making like thought about this. I'm looking through the 5 or 6 year old eyes too. And I hear my little brother crying. And it's like, well, I'm kind of young to deal with this.
Yeah.
Right. And it's like, I don't know what to do. Now, see, we're going to take another aspect of an eidetic image. I told you there were thousands, and we're going to work with another aspect. Now see that the cool wind comes down, a cool wind comes down from the heavens, and it's a gift from the gods. And it swirls around the little you, and you feel that coolness. And as you feel the coolness, and it swirls around you, out pops you number two. And number one just disappears. What does number two look like and do?
Well, I'm a little older, but not a lot older. Maybe, let's see, it's maybe 5-ish or so before, maybe 7, maybe.
Yeah.
And this is a place that I've been before that I actually go to often in my imagery. And it's a huge field of yellow flowers. And there's the kind of daisies, it's actually a weed. And a lot of farms, fields have those. And this is a field of flowers that I'm just kind of standing in, and it feels really good. I feel logically it doesn't make sense, because at 7 I probably wouldn't have felt this way, but in my imagination now, in my mind, I feel very taken care of and mm-hmm. comforted, and like everything's okay, and I'm in my field, my special place.
I got it. So I'm going to do something a little different with you. So this gives you, I'll talk about it later. So let's go back to where you're hearing your brother cry mm-hmm. and you're 5 or 6 mm-hmm. and you don't know what to do. Can you go back there and look at it again and let yourself see that they're sacked out on the floor and you really don't quite know what to do?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you there?
Yep.
Okay. Now, what I'd like you to do, this is your imaginal realm. So we're not talking about what you should have done or could have done or even would have been able to have done, but feel in that 5 or 6 year old body. If you could do anything in this image, in this room, and you were 1,000,000,000% sure it was going to be all right, and it is because it's your imaginal realm right now, feel what the young you wants to do if she knew it would be okay. And then once you feel it, actually see that you do it and tell us what you see. First feel it, then see that you do it, and watch.
As I'm
anything.
Go anything. Ahead. Okay, because this is not what probably actually happened.
No, remember we're not
right. We're just okay. So what I am doing now as that 5-year-old girl is I am waking them up.
Yes.
You need to take care of them. You know, you need to get Jeff. You know, you need to take care of him.
Yeah. Show us exactly what you're seeing. I know what I'm seeing, but show us what you're seeing.
It's like I'm making noise and I run over there and, you know, or walk over there kind of in a hurried way and shake them.
Yes.
And you know, so it's physical too. I've jumped off the couch and it's, you know, in reality, that was very much like my childhood and that's not what happened, but
yes,
so do anything now. It's kind of good to be able to do that.
Yes. Yes. How does it feel? The good feeling. What's that like? Well, as you keep watching, what does it feel like for the young you to be shaking them? You know, you need to get Jeff.
Yeah.
What does it feel for the young self as you keep watching?
In this moment.
Yes.
As we're going through
for
this,
the young self.
Right. For the young self. Yes. In this moment, it feels empowering.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Now, remember, you know this, but I'm going to say this for other people because this is an unusual thing. We are not dealing with redoing memory. We are not dealing with history. We're dealing with places in the self that we've locked down, and we're removing the crust of the history so we can get to them. Now, this client, Bonnie, that you have, where you feel like it makes you into the mom with her and it's not as effective as it should be for both you and for her. I'd like to, you work with her by phone?
Yeah, by Zoom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Zoom. Okay, so see that you're working with her. Only this time, keep the making noise and shaking them on the couch. You need to take care of Jeff. You, in the back of your mind, while you're working with Zoom with your client, don't imagine what you should do. Just keep her in the back of your mind as you're dealing with your client and tell me what happens with you and between you and the client.
Well, we have our come to Jesus meeting.
Is that right?
That's what I call it.
Yeah.
And I'm just really honest in that I can't choose for you. I can't be you. I can't do it for you. I can't. You have to.
Now keep watching this and notice how you're feeling in your as you deal out this come to Jesus moment and how her ears are receiving you. But you keep that young you in mind, in the back of your mind. How do you look and how are her ears receiving you?
And I'm not sure if this is maybe clouded by some of our previous conversations, but she feels bad. It's like, no, she shouldn't feel bad. She should feel empowered. I mean, saying you've got the power, but I sense that she's feeling bad that she's not, you know, not doing it, not good enough, whatever. And then I'm back to
okay. So if you're going to go back to, then I want you to firmly keep You're shaking parents, you in mind, mm-hmm. without any preconception of what that means about how your adult self should behave. And mm-hmm. keep that self in mind. See that your client feels bad. I should be doing this. Mm-hmm. And then keep the young self in mind and watch the image. What do you do? What do you look like? And give it some time. Don't rush ahead in any way. Don't try to solve it with your head. Just watch the image. These images, the Greeks called them gifts from the gods because they're so powerful. The way to let them have their power is to make sure you're not in any way trying to control them mm-hmm. or make them turn out a certain way.
Well, what I see in myself is that I'm just quiet. You know, I'm like holding the space and I'm not saying anything. And as I look at her, she begins to, it seems like she's feeling better and she's, you know, and she starts to talk and she's not like cowering in the corner and all of that sort of thing. And she's finding that courage. And I'm not saying anything. I'm just
yes.
there.
Yes. And how do you feel in the image where you're not saying anything and being just there?
Like we're finally going to make some progress, you know, like it's making, you know, sometimes we make things more difficult than they need to be.
Great. So by the way, I mentioned co-consciousness where I look with you mm-hmm. so that I can be empathically with you. And that's exactly what I saw. Mm. In fact, I saw you breathing really deeply. It's interesting because you did, as you were describing it, you took a really deeper breath too. Mm. And what I wanted to point out also from what you just said was that, you know, we know lots of things about what we quote unquote should do, but then we don't do them. Mm-hmm. We may hear it 20, 30 times. We may give it a shot. We may go partway there. We may even get there. But then we, if it's something that's really embedded in us, it isn't natural to, it feels too hard. So mm-hmm. people give up and they go drown themselves in electronics, right? Or food or whatever the drug of choice is. Mm-hmm. And it's not that we don't know what to do. It's that something else is inside of us is stopping us. But that something else is also, as you saw today, the gift of it. That's why I love the eidetic so much, is it's not about trying to make something, like take it away, but really as you sat with the feeling of the young girl that really wanted her parents to take care of Jeff, as you sat with that and sat with the energy that was coming out of you, it also allowed a shift to happen with your client because it's the same thing. You felt like you were taking care of Jeff. You feel like you're taking care of the client. It was the same thing. Mm-hmm. And that's what this particular image always does. It shows us the place for the thing that we're working with, where the problem is, where the stuck place is, and then where the opening is. And what I really want you to hear, Bonnie, and also everybody listening, is so the idea now isn't for Bonnie to then for you to go and remember to stay quiet, because that's not the important part in my mind of what just happened here. What happened here was the more empowered, less feeling like I have to take care of it part of you came forward. And that part of you knew exactly how to respond to her feeling bad in a different way. So it's not about remembering what just happened here. Like if we, when I'm working with, let's say, my mastermind clients or my private clients, what we do is we stay with the images so that, for example, for you, it would have been more and more and more of that self that is has more energy. You're like right from the beginning, your image self had a lot of energy. You said, "I'm not sleeping," so and it started to allow more of you to come forward and some of the frustration out, which has its obvious results in the present life, because of course you would feel like you have to take care of other people in certain situations, right? It's going to come up with certain situations because it triggers you. And so it's not about, as I said, thinking about what just happened here, but really connecting with that other side of you. Does that make sense to you, Bonnie?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. That was a fabulous exercise. Thank you so much for walking me through that, Wendy.
You're welcome, and thank you for being so willing. Again, that's a lot. And running the podcast at the same time, I just really, that's not an easy thing to do, and you were brave, and I think you did really well too.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, this is a fabulous thing to spend our podcast time on today, but I always like to leave people with a little tidbit, a little golden nugget. What would you say, Wendy, is the one thing that you would really like people to take away aside from, you know, sharing in our experience today?
That what you think is not the be-all, end-all about your life and your experience. In fact, it's often distortion. Mm. And if you're really smart, or even if you're smart, that brain, that mind is going to try to take you and lead you and take over. But there is so much more of you than that, even if you don't know it fully yet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. Well, I know that people are going to want more of you, Wendy, and know how they can, you know, get in touch with you and the services and such that you provide. Share with us a little bit more how people that are listening can get more of Wendy Yellen.
Thank you for saying it like that. That's so sweet. I would love to. So the first thing is to go to www.measiwanttobe.com, all spelled out, measiwanttobe.com. And when you get there, there's a video that will walk you through an eidetic experience where you'll have it all to yourself, and it'll take you deeper into what we started today. And then to go even deeper and have a conversation with me personally, then there's an application on the same page. Now, the application is not some dry and super stressful college application. It's just a way to be contemplative. It's not just. It's a way to be contemplative and to take you further into the experience of your image and then the process that we began today, and then, of course, through the video. And then when we meet by phone, we'll connect even further and we'll go deeper. So once we receive your application, then my team will schedule you for that conversation. I do have a very limited schedule, but we will get you connected as soon as we possibly can. So it's measiwanttobe.com, and that's a great place to begin a journey.
Oh, thank you. And I'll put the link to your website and your information in the show page. So for those of you listening, you just have to scroll down to the show page and click on the link, and it should take you right there.
Thank you.
I want to thank you so much today, Wendy, for sharing with all of us and the Holistic Entrepreneur for my therapy session. Thank you so much for doing that. And I would love to have you back again someday. So I just so appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you too, Bonnie. Me too.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.